is about the unseen side or the spiritual side versus the natural side is, wait for it, it's the Holy Spirit. Do you know what day it is today? It's Sunday. You guys are doing good. Came on the right day. It is Pentecost. It is the day the Holy Spirit was given. So we're going to pay a little more attention to that today. It is still a focus on the unseen side or the spiritual side versus the natural side. But we're going to go over some scriptures. We're going to try and enrich ourselves. Do you remember in John 14 how Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, you'll get it? Do you remember that? How's that working for you? Perfect. Do you know why sometimes there's a few out there have not had the results they expected when they went after that? They said, I always pray in the name of Jesus. I ask Jesus. I was looking at that verse the other day. And the Lord sort of prompted me and said, as the day dawned, has the morning star risen in your heart? When you look at that scripture, has it dawned on you yet that it is the truth? It's not just a scripture promise. It is the truth. It is the way. It is the life. It is absolutely unbreakable. You go into the jungles of Africa and they're practicing witchcraft and stuff like that. I was listening to some testimony, some evangelist. I don't even know who he was. Doesn't matter. But he said he was going in, they said, when you go into Africa, they're operating in Nigeria. That's where Peter operates. And he said the voodoo is very good there. and they usually, when they see a Christian team come through, an evangelist, they usually bring out their best witchcraft people, their best witches. They don't wear pointed hats, actually. But and they come along, and he said he had this meeting going on, and he was getting going. But he says we go in and we just preach the gospel, and the witches are really annoyed when you come in, especially the voodoos, because when you come in, often their curses stop working in that town. They get annoyed at that, and. So they send out their best to go in and disrupt these meetings. And he says, I didn't know it, but actually they'd sent me, they gave me a high compliment. They sent me one of their top witches. This lady apparently had cursed to death 10 or 12 people already. You know, they have the little dolls, they stick pins in them and all that sort of stuff, but burn them. But they would curse them. And the people hold reverence over this satanic power, and therefore it holds sway over them. Anyway, he says, I found out that later. And he's preaching away. He says, and suddenly, over in this corner, in that corner, someone starts screaming and flailing around. And just as loud as they could, just flopping and flailing. And so he says, you know what I did? And the guy who was talking to him said, well, no, what'd you do? You know, like, did you go over and cast out the demon or whatever? He says, I kept preaching. I paid for that hall. And I'm not going to waste my time. I just kept preaching. But we had a number of local ministers who were in their local churches that were working with us and supporting us, and we were working with them. And they sent some of their ushers or elders or people who know how to get up and open the door sort of thing. They sent some of them over there, and they hauled her out. He says, they just took her in the back where you take people, because they have ministry places in the back anyway for after the service, right? So took her in the back. And he says, then later on in the service, this woman comes out, and one of the guys comes over to him and says, well, we got her straightened out. She'd like to say something. He says, what do you mean she'd like to say something? Well, she's the chief witch in this province. And she just got delivered and saved. She wants to say something. So he says, okay. She comes up and says, I lost all my power. I couldn't do anything. And then the demons started beating on me. He says, but they took me out and they freed me from that. See, that's the outline. It's for next week, Tuesday. And I just want to recognize that, you know, I'm now a Christian because I recognize that power is so much greater than anything I had. And she was the number one killer in the province. So she changed vocations. We're going to read some of that in the Bible here. It's actually in the Bible, a couple places. But there's an unseen side. On the day of Pentecost, well, we could go there now. Let's go to Acts 2. We're going to have a bunch of scriptures here. But let's go to Acts 2. Start there. On the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were waiting, right? They hadn't seen Jesus for 10 days. He hung around for 40 days and skipped out of town. Jesus has left the building, they say, in all the synagogue meetings at that point. And he said, wait. He told them to wait.